This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Donald Trump is trying to paint a troubling picture of what would happen if Hillary Clinton were to make it to the White House. Let me just play for you very quickly what he said yesterday on the campaign trail.
Here we go again with Clinton. You remember the impeachment and the problems. She is likely to be under investigation for many, many years. Also likely to conclude in a criminal trial. This is not what we need in this country, folks. We need somebody that's going to go to work.
Okay, so what he says is not true. There's no evidence that it is likely to conclude in a criminal trial. However, right or wrong, do you think that there is some investigation fatigue that may play a part on Tuesday with voters?
Well, first of all, thank you for beginning by pointing out the facts that we know that there has been no actual legal proceeding. The one investigation has been concluded. Looking at our emails, we've got the fact that some emails showed up and that the FBI director has simply said they're going to look at them, but we don't have any proof of what Donald Trump has said that. I think it's very important that the American people know that. On the other hand, as your CNN and analyst just pointed out, you have hundreds of legal suits that have brought against Donald Trump in the past decades, one that is pending in federal court about Trump University, or in the court in that you're going to see just coming to a case, like it's actually going to trial. So I don't think he should be throwing stones when he himself has been living in a glass house of lawsuits, many of them brought on by himself over the last few decades. So I just think that this is just an unfair criticism. What we really should be doing these last 4 days is talking about the closing arguments, the fact that we're adding jobs again to the economy, and that Hillary Clinton wants to continue the work of a strong economy for all Americans, not just the ones at the top.
We will be.
Well, I would agree with the senator. She's a sitting senator from Minnesota, Amy Jean Klobuchar. And, in terms of that, it would be nice if we were talking about policies, but unfortunately, we're not. And who is to blame? I mean, you know, there's been plenty of fodder on both sides, but when you have the FBI, I think she mischaracterized the investigation. There's two investigations, from what I understand, that the FBI is conducting right now, and she's saying that one has been closed. But I didn't understand that. James Comey, in fact, said that he was taking another look. So in essence, was reopening. That's what he said last week. And she, you would think she would know better. I mean, I think she's an attorney, right? Yeah, she was a county attorney for Hennepin County in Minnesota, most populous county in Minnesota. That's where she previously had served. So I would think that she would know better. So I think, you know, she's mischaracterizing, you know, that situation in terms of the FBI's investigation. And this thing is snowballing. And I think, you know, doing the best that they can to try to, hold it back and maybe have some room for Hillary Clinton to be able to talk about policy. But that's not what we're hearing on the stump. We're not hearing closing arguments from her. At least I'm not picking it up. And, what we're hearing is all these other things that are coming out from WikiLeaks, which Julian Assange warned and said, hey, look, I've got the linchpin. I am not sure if this final release in terms of, the Wiccan WikiLeaks, if that's the final bomb blast here, so to speak. Into this campaign and this election season, although it is quite a blow when you consider the attack on our religious rights, and you see that John Podesta is involved in some sort of satanic ritual, and I don't know. I mean, this is all pretty crazy stuff, and it's still unfolding. Not to mention, as Coates said earlier, the FBI has been told, look, attack up, get ready. So they're expecting something major here, and which will be coming soon. And even before this election day.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that sound?
It's got to be that way, isn't it? That we better stop for just a moment. Let's hit the pause button. Things are coming at us so quickly. Welcome back, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, and I think the perfect person to help us hit the pause button for just a moment here is our next guest. You're in for a real treat. Rhonda Byrne is with us. She's the creator behind The Secret, a documentary film that swept the world in 2006, changing millions of lives and igniting a global movement. And later that same year, Rhonda's book, The Secret, was released and translated into more than 50 languages, selling 30 million copies, remains one of the longest-running bestsellers of this country. Rhonda's also written three more best-selling books, The Power in 2010, The Magic in 2012, and The Hero in 2013. Rhonda, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Hi, Bill. Thank you so much. I'm wonderful. Thank you. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Thank you. You've been on such a roll here. Let's go back and talk a little bit more about The Secret and the genesis of it, because, it really just took off. I mean, you really tapped into something real special here.
You know, the knowledge in The Secret has been around since the beginning of time, and it's threaded through ancient traditions and religions, but for today, not very clear to understand. And so I was just fortunate enough to come along to see it in a really kind of big moment of despair in my life. And I saw the truth of this, and I kind of looked around me and thought, no one knows this. No one knows. And so just by coincidence, is there any such thing? I happen to have a production company, and so I had the way to get this information to the world. And you're right. I mean, it has been a roller coaster. But I think with The Secret, this information was presented very simply and practically. It was practical rather than just a whole lot of theory of how to integrate this in your life. Because basically the secret is that the thoughts are powerful, and focus on what you want and not on what you don't want. And, you know, it's really interesting that the majority of people, and it's because, you know, they've been conditioned that way, tend to focus on what they don't want.
Exactly. Yeah. Quite interesting. There's an anecdotal story, because we just got through the baseball season.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to remember exactly who the pitcher was. I think it was Stan Musial. And was pitching, this goes years and years before you were born, Rhonda. But, anyway, Stan Musial, the coach went up to Stan Musial and, he was getting through a tough batter. He says, whatever you do, do not throw the ball, high and outside. This is where this guy likes to hit. So stay away from the high and outside pitch, right? Uh-huh. So guess what he does, the next pitch?
Of course. Of course.
Not surprising to you, right?
Right. Not at all. Not at all. And, you know, it's interesting because probably in sport, they understand this more than most people.
Mm-hmm.
They understand that to just focus on the end result, to focus on winning and to really stay single-minded, not to focus on the other team.
Yes.
Right? Because you focus on the other team, then you're giving them all the energy. And so they're really kind of, they're very, very clear about that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same for all of us. And there are laws of physics, but in the ancient traditions and in sacred traditions like Freemasonry and Rosecross teachings and those ancient traditions that came from the mystery schools,
mm-hmm.
they are very clear about the very subtle laws of the mind.
Mm.
And that's kind of where karma, the whole idea of karma came about, because they say that karma operates on thought.
Yes.
Which means you can't, you know, you can't think, you can't energize and charge a thought that is really negative about somebody else without it harming you.
Mm-hmm. Well, just about every religion that I can think of, Rhonda,
yes.
incorporates
yes.
that idea.
Exactly,
they understand,
Bill.
Right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
Exactly. And in fact, in the, because I was brought up Christian, so I'm mm-hmm. referring to that just because I know it more
right.
intimately.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, in there, I think it was in Matthew, I'm not that familiar with it, but are the words, ask, believe you have received, and
yes.
you will receive.
Right.
Right?
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
So it's all right there. And I know some people, and some Christians particularly, and I'm sure you probably have run into this, Rhonda, as they start hearing some of this, then they think, well, this is out there, but it really isn't out there. And I would argue that going back to the Bible, we're made in the image of God.
Yes.
You know, how did he create the universe? It started with thought, and
That's
then from
exactly
thought
right,
came
Bill.
The spoken word, right?
That's exactly right.
Right.
That's what all the ancient traditions say.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it started with thought.
Yes.
That's right. And
well,
you know, one right. you can think to yourself, well, that's going to be really hard. You know, all these thoughts are coming and a tendency maybe to think negatively. But truly, I'd speak from my own experience, it doesn't take that long. It really doesn't take that long. It's just like inserting another program. You
right.
just practice. You just begin to appreciate. You begin to look for the good things, you know, the good things in life. You're grateful
exactly.
for things. And that just begins to change everything. And the mind is just, it's just a computer, you know, it's just a computer program. You can get it to go the other way. And then just watch what happens to your life.
Yeah, and the thing that made The Secret so powerful is it's about real people and real stories. It's kind of like, you know, speaking of the Bible, in terms of the blind man who was blind, who could see, didn't understand it, just knew that there was something different in his life. And this is what people have experienced with The Secret. They may not understand all the dynamics of it, but there is evidence, and there's anecdotal evidence that is repeating itself. If people say, hey, when I do this, I get this kind of result, which is much better than what I was doing before,
right.
which
right.
is quite counterintuitive, because it's amazing, Rhonda, to your point, is that it's so easy for us to think negative, and then we wonder why we get negative results, right?
That's right, and a lot of the time, the idea of what's negative is can be off a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Because even just kind of driving to work and there's a lot of traffic and you get to work and then you tell all of your colleagues, oh my God, the traffic was just so terrible.
Yeah.
It was this. And it's really subtle, you know, you don't think that's kind of being negative, but it is. And in that moment, as you're saying all of that, you're then bringing a whole lot more negativity to you. So just
right.
don't do it.
And then on top of that, you set yourself up for the road home. So when you go home, you got
right.
all that traffic back with you, right?
Right. Exactly.
I'll tell you, we are such a hoot, Rhonda. You know, it's our own human failings, but there are answers if you're willing to have your ears open to it and to live a a different life, and
exactly.
You can read about it and understand more and of how The Secret is changing lives. Congratulations on the documentary, The Many Bestsellers and The Secret, which was released in more than 50 languages, selling more than 30 million copies. Rhonda Byrne has been with us. Rhonda, thank you so much.
Thank you, Bill.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-957-9652. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now 1-800-957-9652. That's 1-800-957-9652. 1-800-957-9652.
Today, living in the United States means that your online privacy is at risk. Regaining that privacy means going abroad. Privacy Abroad offers secure online privacy because our servers are located in Switzerland, a safe haven for digital communications. As a law-abiding citizen, you have nothing to hide, but you certainly have something to lose. Regain your Fourth Amendment rights and your peace of mind. Go to patriot.privacyabroad.com now. That's patriot.privacyabroad.com.
From the pages of the Bible comes a terrifying account of an ancient beast that was half man, half demon. It is returned in the best-selling novel, Nephilim, by L.A. Marzulli. Indiegogo presents you with an opportunity to get involved in making this supernatural novel into a major motion picture. Join journalist Mac McKenzie as he travels halfway around the world to uncover the truth about aliens and demons. Join our Indiegogo campaign to get Nephilim made into a movie. Go to Indiegogo.com, #Nephilim.
Are you feeling embarrassed or stuck because you can't focus or concentrate? I have a confession to make. I spent years unable to think clearly, like I was in a fog. I was going through the motions, running my companies, and I hated feeling mentally sluggish. I couldn't get ahead like this. It's no secret. The powers that be want us dumbed down. Chemicals? Fluoride? Our brains are under siege, and we are experiencing lower IQs. But now there is a weapon to fight back and win. Introducing DNA Evolve, a revolutionary breakthrough in the category of cognitive enhancers called nootropics. I've been using DNA Evolve and couldn't feel better. For me, it works. It feels great to get things done again and get ahead. Try a free sample for yourself at DNAEvolveSample.com. That's DNAEvolveSample.com. Supplies are limited, so go to DNAEvolveSample.com right now.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing PIX Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with PIX and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PIXWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick PIX and get connected today.
Hey, millennials, know what you believe and why. Bill Martinez Live.
When you don't move the mountain, I'm leading you to move. When you don't part the water,
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Good to have you along with us. For more information on the show, you want to go to BillMartinezLive.com and get involved in the conversation. Drop me an email. We'd love to hear from you, Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. With us right now, we're honored to have the one, the only Franklin Graham, the CEO of Samaritan's Purse, also the CEO of the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association. Franklin Graham, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm doing great, Bill, and good to be with you.
Well, I got to tell you, a little sidebar before we get into Facing Darkness, an incredible documentary that's up for full exposure come next year in the spring of 2017. We're going to talk about that. But I want to say this because we're real close to your dad's birthday, and it was 1985 that I last saw your father at Angel Stadium in Southern California, 10 glorious, miraculous nights that packed the stadium each night, even the final night where they had so many people, they had to put them in the infield. And it was just such a touching experience. And I just want to, you know, say for all the people that were part of the team there in Southern California, we just love your dad. We wish him the happiest of birthdays. His 98th is coming up. And we just wish him Godspeed and all the best.
Well, thank you, Bill. I know that means a lot to him. He's, you know, he's doing fairly good. Mm-hmm. You know, he has better days than others, but he doesn't have any real issues. And for his birthday, I'm going to go by the grocery store and get him one of those cheap birthday cakes with lard icing on it. He loves that lard icing, so I'm going to give him that for his birthday.
Well, isn't that amazing? I mean, my mother is 92, Franklin, and just something about it. I mean, give her a Twinkie, she's happy. They love that sweet stuff. It's kind of like even my grandmother, who lived to be 102, you never saw her without a Twinkie in one hand and the rosary in the other. You know, so it was always good fun. But let's talk about Samaritan's Purse. What happened in Liberia there, and why Samaritan's Purse, why you felt so compelled to produce this documentary, Franklin?
Well, you know, this is a story of Ebola. And Samaritan's Purse was in Liberia. We had a lot of different programs that we were doing because the country had just come out of a 14-year war, civil war, and it was just decimated and destroyed from one end to the other. And Samaritan's Purse was there working when Ebola came. And they called and said, Franklin, nobody's here to fight Ebola. Mm-hmm. And Samaritan's Purse needs to respond to it. And when they asked me if we should respond, I had a sick feeling in my stomach because I knew Ebola was a death sentence. And this was not something that we knew how to do. And but there was nobody else there. And so we stepped up to the plate, and we got the best information that we could from Doctors Without Borders and Medicine Sans Frontières. They were the experts on Ebola, and we began to work. We began to treat people with Ebola. And then I think probably the sickest day in my life is when I got the phone call that Dr. Brantley was
Kent,
a wonderful
Kent Brantley.
Doctor.
Yes, right.
When Dr. Brantley, when I got that word that he had Ebola, I didn't even know how to pray. I just said, Lord, why?
Yeah.
And this story is a documentary about how God saved Dr. Brantley, Nancy Reitbold, and the lives of many other people. And because, you know, when we face darkness, and all of us in life, we're going to face darkness. We're going to get word that we have cancer, or we got loved ones who want to die, or whatever. And we have those moments in our life where we're facing darkness. I want you to know, I want people to know that in the middle of that darkness, God is still there.
Yes.
He's there. And all we have to do is call on him, and he's there. And this is a documentary about facing, at that moment for us, the darkest hour in my life was when I was heard that Dr. Brantley was dying, and he wasn't going to make it for another 2 hours. That darkness, I saw it in my office. It was just like a fog above my head. I could see it. I looked at it. Mm-hmm. And I just wondered when David said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil, for thou art with me. I just thought, was I watching the shadow of death coming?
Exactly.
And I just got on my floor and prayed. And people in our office prayed. People around the world prayed. And God showed up in the middle of that darkness, and God saved Dr. Brantley.
Well, what people do not quite understand was Ebola. I mean, we heard all kinds of numbers here in the States, 80, 90% death sentence, what was going on. But you say that the 2014 Ebola devastation and epidemic came in like a perfect storm. It was just perfectly set up, if you could align everything perfectly. But as you say, God is still sovereign and he reigns above it all. But in the midst of that, when you have nothing else and all you have is God to turn to, you know, and we've all had those moments, Franklin, where you really just don't know how to pray and you don't want to insult a holy God, you know. Yes, you ask why, but you're going, wait a minute, you know, our people are there, you know, doing, you know, offering a smile and you know, any kind of help we can help in Jesus' name. And this is what happened. You know, I've asked God in situations like that, you know, where are you? You know, did I miss something here?
Well, I think, you know, when we face crises in our life, you're right. We don't always know how to respond, how to pray sometimes. And I was just told this morning to a good friend of mine who had cancer, just prayed, Lord, you know him, know his life, everything about him. You know how much I need him.
Yes.
And you know, you just pray. But facing darkness, this is something that got the world's attention. Okay, The world was not ready for Ebola. And
Samaritan's Purse is right there. You're right there at the forefront of this as this is breaking out.
But the world is not paying attention to it.
Right.
Greta Van Susteren at Fox News was one of the first people who began to report on it.
Yeah, I remember.
And she reported on it before Dr. Brantley or anybody else got sick.
Mm-hmm.
She started, because she knew that this was a storm that was heading our way. Mm-hmm. And sure enough, it was a storm that engulfed the world, because when Dr. Brantley got up to that point, the media in this country and the politicians in this country said, well, Ebola is an African issue and it's not going to bother us, so let's don't pay any attention. But when Dr. Brantley got sick and he came back to this country, now our nation began to wake up and realize Ebola is going to come across the Atlantic, and we'd better be ready for it. And I can tell you that our hospitals were not ready for Ebola.
Yes.
The CDC was not ready. I asked them, what were the protocols? I called them.
Right.
We need to know the protocols for bringing somebody that may have been exposed to Ebola. How do we bring them back into the United States? And they said, well, just take their temperature.
Wow.
And twice a day, and if they get a spike, go to the local health department. And I thought to myself, if I took somebody to our local health department, we said, we think they have Ebola, those people would run out the back door and call the SWAT team.
Absolutely. Right. Hazmat
so
would be right there.
We were not ready. Mm-hmm. We were not ready. So we developed our own protocols on how to bring people back to this country and do it safely and not expose them to the public. And so we just we wrote our own. But since then, the CDC and the National Institute of Health, they now know how to do this, and they are awake. Mm-hmm. And the next time that there's a crisis like this, they will know how to do it. And so we're very grateful for Dr. Brantley, for him, for Nancy Reitbold.
Exactly.
Because without them, I don't think America would have ever woke up.
Well, we've got about a minute left here. We know the premiere is going to be, it's going to be a one-night-only premiere that's going to come in March of 2017. Franklin, what do you want the people to take away from Facing Darkness?
First of all, I want them to see that God answers prayer and God does care. And in the midst of the worst storm in your life, God can show up. And so this is just a testimony, and it is a powerful film. It will just keep you riveted throughout the entire film. And when it's over, you want to stand to your feet and just yell yes.
Yes.
Because God is in the business of saving life.
Amen. Well, Franklin Graham, President and CEO of Samaritan's Purse, a non-denominational evangelical Christian organization, also President and CEO of the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association. Franklin Graham, God bless you. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
If you want term life insurance, call Life Quotes. We guarantee you the lowest prices, or we will pay you $500. Plus, get up to $1 million in term life insurance with no medical exam. You do need term life insurance. Call Life Quotes now.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Flu season is here, but there's something else going around that can be even more contagious, and that's hope. Rite Aid is committed to spreading hope, not the flu. In honor of all our customers who get a flu shot, the Rite Aid Foundation is donating over $1.8 million to more than 350 KidSense charities committed to the health and well-being of children in our communities. So come in today and get your flu shot. No appointments necessary, and it's free with most insurance. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. If restrictions apply in some states, see pharmacy for details.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Stand in the light and be seen as we are.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
This is who I am inside. This is who I am. I'm not gonna hide. 'Cause the greatest risk we'll ever take is by far. To stand in the light and be seen as we are.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, it's all about you, America. Freedom of choice, freedom to speak, freedom of faith. Welcome to Bill Martinez, live. Let's do everything we can. I know you're in, and we've got to exercise our first right, and that is the one to vote, which is coming up on Tuesday. I would say, by all means, do what you can. Get to the voting polls early, okay? Cast your vote, and whenever possible, take somebody along with you, okay? Don't go alone. You know, we can remember how hard we were hit by this most recent economic meltdown that seems to affect us all and continues to affect us. And our next guest is back with us, Dr. Ravi Batra. And he talks about five ways to end poverty in 1 month without congressional intrusion. Dr. Batra, welcome back to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Thank you. I'm fine.
Well, in our last conversation, you said, you know, regardless of unemployment, underemployment, we got new employment numbers. It looks like we got something like 10,000 people that are out of the workforce with this latest report. It's not all that good, that good of news. And I don't know how to make it into good news because it just seems to be more of the same. If anything, people are just kind of numb to it all, as if it really doesn't matter a whole lot because we're not sure that we can trust the numbers. But we can trust the fact that, our wallets and our checkbooks say, really what reality is all about, doesn't it?
The best figures are those when you look at the number of people who were employed before 2008.
Mm-hmm.
And at that time, 80% of our population was employed.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, it is 77%. And that shows you we have a long way to go, and we have spent almost $8 and $9 trillion in the process to get back to less than what we had before 2008.
Exactly.
Plus, the poverty rate is the highest in more than 50 years after we spent $10 trillion. So something is awfully wrong with the economy, and that's what I have pointed out in my book, that we can fix it very easily by creating competition in the system.
Mm-hmm.
The money spending is not the government... budget deficit or extremely low interest rates by Federal Reserve are not the answers, because the private sector is sick.
Mm-hmm.
It is sick because we have a monopoly capitalism, not free market capitalism. And if we were to create competition among various industries, what would happen is, first of all, prices would fall.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, there will be many more businesses. If you break up, suppose, some companies, then each company will employ more people.
Exactly.
And so employment will rise while prices go down. And as employment rises, there is increased demand for labor. So when demand for something rises, its price rises, which means real wages will also go up. So that would be a win-win situation. And so if we were to create competition in some industries, we can create competition in just just 1 week, in fact.
Mm-hmm.
And that will have an immediate impact on the level of poverty. That's why I've written that we can cut this poverty in half,
mm-hmm,
in less than 1 month.
Well, Dr. Batra, I'm not sure if you agree with me, but I said back when we had the banking crisis and the government came in and said they're just too big to fail, I thought that was a lost opportunity. Had they allowed them to go through the natural course of the free market system, we'd have been healed by now and recovered a lot faster. But when the government decided to socially engineer this process because they thought that they had to, it really, unfortunately, allowed us to lose an opportunity, to your point, because it would have broken up some of these monopolies. It would have really, I think, reinvigorated the free market system and created some new jobs. And dare I say, we would have been out of this languishing economy that we've had to endure for the last 8 years.
That's right. But the president could have done it at that time because they also controlled, the Democrats also controlled the House and the Senate.
Mm-hmm.
But I think either the economists no longer believe in free markets. So they believe in government intervention, can fix things, but it can't. Unless the private sector is healthy, you can't have a good economy.
Right.
So what I've suggested is, for instance, and Congress won't allow a breakup of banks anyway. So what I've suggested is the president can use existing laws which can create competition in the financial industry, and that will restore our economy to good health.
Exactly. Well, and as you say, the raw resources are there. It's not like we have to create things. You know, one of the things I've maintained is the commitment to productivity. There's just something inherent within them, and I would say in humanity at large is that we all have this sense that we want to be productive. That's when we're most fulfilled and happiest, is when we are being productive. So we have that engine is already there. It's just waiting for a little bit of gasoline and some good roads to run on, don't you think?
That's right. That's what we need to do, create competition. And what the president can do, for instance, in the banking industry, this FDIC, the agency that insures our deposits, they have, by law, authority to start their own bank. And if they were to start their own bank, it takes about 7 days at the most. And they can invite all the credit card owners to transfer their loan balances to the FDIC bank and just charge them 5%.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas the banks, these monopoly banks, are charging credit card owners something like 15 to 20%.
Mm-hmm.
So if the if they charge 5% from these banks, then FDIC bank can get money from the Federal Reserve at 0%, just as every other bank is doing, then 5% profit margin is very high.
Exactly.
Historically, that's what it has been. But now the profit margin is for the monopoly banks is 10 to 12%. And so the poor and the middle class who borrow the most amount of money on credit cards, they are being squeezed. And so poverty is the highest in the nation. If we were to follow just create an FDIC bank, which is allowed by law, then poverty will fall in half in just 1 week, in fact. And it will have the effect of creating competition for these banks, even if they are not broken up.
Well, Dr. Batra, how is it that the banks are able to exercise these usury rates? I mean, to go to the level that they've been able to go to. I mean, this is worse than, the days of slavery and the company stores that people belong to. Because as I look back historically, it was around, a 20% model that, kept Americans enslaved to these plantations and company stores. Isn't that right?
Well, this is exactly what it is. You're right. It's slavery by the wealthy people.
Mm-hmm.
They have, people are desperate. You know, an average American nowadays has $500 in the savings account. If something goes wrong and they have maybe $2,000 bills, they have to charge it. And the banks know that. Every bank, big bank knows what the other bank is charging.
Mm-hmm.
Since there is no competition, they all charge the same high rate. And the poor are being squeezed. And once you fall in this debt trap, you never get out because the interest rate is so high.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking with Dr. Ravi Batra, and our conversation will continue on the other side of the break. He's the author of 5 international bestsellers, professor of economics at Southern Methodist University. He predicted the 08-09 economic meltdown and recently published End Unemployment Now, How to Eliminate Joblessness, Debt, and Poverty Despite Congress. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. We're coming on 18 before the top of the hour right now.
This MultiView special report is brought to you by Kraft Heinz. When we think of fall, we think of indulging in rich and flavorful meals, sides, drinks, and desserts. But as the temperatures drop and the holidays approach, our busy calendars begin filling up, leaving us with little time to think about preparing dinner. The solution? Stovetop Stuffing Mix. Stovetop Stuffing Mix has been America's favorite stuffing for more than 40 years. If it's not Stovetop, it's not Thanksgiving. For stress-free stuffing, choose Stovetop Stuffing Mix. Each box contains everything you need, including vegetables, seasonings, herbs, spices, and breadcrumbs packed with flavor. Unlike traditional stuffing, Stovetop Stuffing Mix can be prepared on the stove, in a pot, or even in the microwave. It's perfect for sharing with the whole family. Talk about your perfect side. It's ready for the table in just 5 minutes. For more information, tips, and recipes, visit craftrecipes.com/stovetop.
Flu season is here, but there's something else going around that can be even more contagious, and that's hope. Rite Aid is committed to spreading hope, not the flu. In honor of all our customers who get a flu shot, the Rite Aid Foundation is donating over $1.8 million to more than 350 KidSense charities committed to the health and well-being of children in our communities. So come in today and get your flu shot. No appointments necessary, and it's free with most insurance. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
With a recession ending,
if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
You've reached Bill Martinez live. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, welcome back, Adventure. 14 minutes before the top of the hour right now, Dr. Ravi Bantra is with us, the author of 5 international bestsellers, professor of economics at Southern Methodist University. He says we can end unemployment now, and he also is talking about how to eliminate joblessness, debt, and poverty despite Congress. Dr. Bantra, we talked about maybe one, two ways that we could end unemployment, and you say there are 5. What are the others that we didn't talk about?
Well, first and foremost is my proposal to start an FDIC bank.
Mm-hmm.
The other one is to end the trade deficit, which is a big job killer. People realize that now. Bernie Sanders proved it. Even Trump has said that it's foolish trade where you export a lot less than you import.
Yeah, right.
Even though you call it free trade, it's not free trade because other countries are manipulating their exchange rates. So I suggested that our Federal Reserve can also manipulate the exchange rates because apparently it's okay with free trade policies to manipulate the exchange rate to promote your exports.
Mm.
So if we were to do that, we will promote our exports and trade will be balanced. And that will create another 5 million jobs at very high wages because we will be reviving our manufacturing base. Factories are standing idle right now. So if we were to revive our manufacturing base, those factories will be humming and they will employ a lot of people who don't have to be college educated or heavily educated because
right.
They already have these skills.
Yeah, we've lost those jobs in the process. And as you say, and I had this conversation with Governor Huckabee years ago. I just said, when did free trade become fair trade? It's unfair trade. And
exactly, and I call it foolish trade.
Right,
that
right.
A person, you know, when you start a business, you want to sell it to a rich person.
Right.
There, we are trying to sell it to very poor people and lose business to them, which makes no sense at all.
Yes. And then along with it, you give away all the jobs. That isn't, that's
right. And so we have lost millions of high-paying jobs to foreign countries. And not only that, so many companies have shifted abroad because free trade is bad itself. Trade deficit is bad in itself. Then we are also, our companies are moving businesses abroad, and that's the second very big killer. So I think we should change our trade policies. That will be very effective.
This has decimated the middle class, Dr. Batra. I mean, some people would think that it was diabolical and planned as to what happened in pushing the job. I mean, what did these people think was going to happen when you eliminated the jobs and you executed this? I mean, it just seems what happened. I mean, you're an academic, but you seem to be a practical academic, and somebody who can add the numbers. But you know, we end up dealing with so many academics that deal, I believe, in the hemisphere of theory, and it is the American people that are paying for their theories not working.
But by the way, even their theory is bad.
Yes.
I remember I was taught by these free trade theorists, but until I read American economic history, I found that America became the giant manufacturing country under the umbrella of high tariffs. Mm. But the theory and practice, they're not the same at all. Then that's when I changed my mind, and I said, yes, if you free trade is okay if countries have similar wages,
mm-hmm.
but
yes.
If countries have very low wages and you have free trade with them, then they will destroy your manufacturing base and create a huge trade deficit. In addition, our companies have shifted their production. Like Apple charges $600 for its phone, but produces these phones in China at a cost of $40. So all the rich people are getting rich because of the China connection. And I think at the least we have to do is to export as much as we import.
Exactly. Okay, so did we cover all five ways that we could end unemployment?
We have covered two main ways. Third way is we should have free trade in medicines that we import. We charge such high prices at home because there's no competition there. So having free trade in medicines would be very helpful, bring down the healthcare costs sharply.
Yeah, not to mention, we got to do something about Obamacare. What a disaster. You talk about the economy that has been.
It is so sad, you know. President Obama could have done so much good. They controlled the Senate and the House and the White House. Didn't do anything right. So that's so sad, yeah.
Yeah, and here we are paying the price for it. Well, some people would say, you know, you want to get Congress out of it. They seem to complicate things, and they're more concerned about getting the credit than they are really supporting, the American people. So some people would say, is it a good idea to find ways to skirt around congressional support?
I have found the ways to skirt around, mm-hmm. but we are not really skirting around them. We are just, I'm just suggesting the president should use existing laws.
Mm-hmm.
The president is not going to rule by fiat or executive order. He should just use existing laws and create competition. Main thing is to create competition for industries, and the rest will be fine.
Exactly.
Wages will rise. Demand goes up, so growth goes up. As a result, tax revenue rises, and we will start paying down our debt. So we don't need to. That's why I said how to eliminate joblessness, debt, and poverty despite Congress. We can do all this at the same time and very quickly because the factories are there. They are just standing idle.
Exactly. Well, Dr. Batra, some people are afraid that, if we don't have the government there, we could have some bad players. But this is the beauty of the free market system that has proven itself time and time again. There's empirical evidence that demonstrates that the free market system has a way of healing itself that is much more efficient than social engineering by these well-meaning congressmen.
Well, they do that because they get campaign money from very rich people, very rich corporations, and the corporations want the connection with China. I mean, China is their gravy train.
Yes.
China is giving them so much profit. One example I gave you was Apple. The phone, they sell it here is for $600. The cost of production to them is $40 because they produce it in China.
Mm-hmm.
And if they had produced the phone here, it would have created very high-paying jobs, and they still would have charged $600. But they want to pocket the money and not do much good to the nation.
Well, the thing is, the phone here in the United States would have probably cost closer to maybe $300 as opposed to $40. And so there is there's the profit swing, as you say, and it's going to, you know, the owners and the executives of Apple, right?
Well, what they don't realize is that if it had cost them $300 to produce here, wages would be much higher. There will be more phone demand then.
Yes.
After all, high wages produce more demand too, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't realize that part.
Henry Ford figured that out, didn't he?
Well, their profits would perhaps not be that high. But what difference does it make if you have $1 billion in the bank or $500 million or $2 billion?
Yeah.
What difference does it make to them? But for the other people, it will be a lifeline for the rest of the nation.
Well, when do they, you know, at some point, the nature of the economy is such, Dr. Batra, and again, you're the expert. I'm a mere novice, but you can see that at some point you got to pay for this. And so when does industry pay for, pay for their sins? I mean, in doing this sort of thing, I mean, because there's got to be some reconciling, like it always does, you know, with the economy. You know, when you're used to getting it cheap at $40 and it really, you know, the market and common sense says it should be more like $300, you can get away with it, you know, for a short period of time. But at some point, it's going to come home to roost, don't you think?
Well, that's right. And the reason they have gotten away with it is that China is financing our deficit. It's like seller financing.
Yes.
I mean, they get dollars from us, and then they send it back to us. We borrow it from them. What's the point? Why borrow it from them at all? Why not produce things here and have higher level of higher living standard for everybody?
Exactly.
In the long run, we have to pay money back to China. So, as you said, in the long run, we'll be even poorer. And it shows what's happening in the nation for the last 30, 40 years.
Yeah, not to mention the fact that we're sacrificing our national security in the process and buttressing up their national security. So we've exchanged our national security and have given it to the Chinese. I mean, they say they've been building up their military and their national security just on the interest payments that America is making. I mean,
that's
a pretty good deal if you can get away with it, right?
Yeah. They're buying up businesses all over the world.
Well, I tell you, we got to wrap this up. I hesitate to even ask you the final question because I know this is going to open up another conversation, and this is why we need to have you back and so that you can keep us informed. And that's, the forecast of any economic crisis in the near future. We're going to just leave that question out there to be answered the next time you come back with us, Dr. Ravi Batra on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks a lot, Mark Bill.
Well, that is a wrap for us. Have yourself a great weekend. We'll see you next week as we head into Election Day 2016.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
If you